Will the members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the quorum.
32 present, 8 absent.
Representative Miller?
Mr. Speaker, Representatives Gardner, Kelly, Osi, and Rode are excused from the call of the House today, although I note Mr. Kelly is present. I'll ask unanimous consent that other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Our chaplain today is Father Theodore Frinsco of the St. Nicholas Orthodox Church. Would the House please rise for prayer?
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. From this day forth, from this hour, from this minute, let us love God above all. I'll lift up mine eyes unto the mountains from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 127th day.
Representative Miller?
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent this body approve the Journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 127th day.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction to the chambers? Not, are there any messages from the governor?
Dear Mr. Speaker, I have signed and read the following resolution and bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 103 amended Senate relating to the inclusion of correctional industry in the Master Plan Advisory Committee study of corrections. Legislative resolve number 21. Senate Bill number 558, relating to the marital deduction in testamentary transfers, Chapter 47, SLA 1978. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 430, amended House, extending the authority of the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank and providing for an effective date, Chapter 48, SLA 1978. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
The Senate has passed House Bill number 630, Supplemental Appropriation to Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Alaska Transportation Commission, effective date, and it is returned. This bill has been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed the following, and it is transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Bill number 434, amended by Ferguson, an act making a special appropriation to the City of Nome to reimburse Nome Joint Utilities for certain extraordinary expenses arising out of the natural disaster of November 14, 1974, and providing for an effective date.
Be referred to State Affairs and Finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 488, relating to compensation for criminal injuries under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 488 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Miles, Brown, and Rudd. Having no recommendation, Eliason. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 488 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Joint Resolution 76. Requesting financial assistance from the federal government to restore state highway damage occasioned by the construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Duncan, Meekins, Freeman, Rode, Guy, Swanson, and Buchholz. House Joint Resolution 76 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Joint Resolution 77. authorizing the Alaska Power Authority to participate in the construction of a coal-fired electric generating project near Healy by incurring indebtedness for that project under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Guy, Swanson, Meekins, Duncan, Greening, and Cooper. House Joint Resolution 77 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had second committee substitute for House Bill 54 with pending amendment number 1 relating to the administration of state land under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with third committee substitute for House Bill 54 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Swanson, Buchholz, Duncan, and Cooper. Second committee substitute for House Bill 54 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 249, making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works for airport construction under consideration, and the members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 249 and that it be reported back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, signing do pass, Bradley and Nakak. Signing no recommendation, Kelly and Dankworth. House Bill 249 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Rules has had House Bill 692, requiring the election pamphlet to contain fiscal information for ballot propositions under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 692 rules and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Nakak, Miller, Cotton, and Buchholz. House Bill 692 appears on today's calendar.
House, please stand at ease. Clerk of Further Standing Committee Reports.
The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 827 relating to the Small Business Surety Guarantee Corporation of Alaska under consideration. Three members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 827 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Chatterton, Bradley, and McKinnon. Signing do not pass unless amended, Hayes. Signing no recommendation, Brown. House Bill 827 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 908, making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor, Office of Telecommunications, for statewide satellite television service under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 908 Finance and that it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Cooper, Haugen, Guy, Meekins, Greening, Buchholz, and Duncan. Swanson has no recommendation. House Bill 908 appears on today's calendar. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introductions, citations, and resolutions?
Citation in memoriam, Aldo Morrow, by Representative Bradley. I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills?
House Bill 971 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the filing of certain claims against the state for payment of medical services.
Referred to Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 972 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the disclosure of vital statistics information under regulations of the Department of Health and Social Services.
Referred to Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 973 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act creating a state program for basic literacy instruction.
Refer to Health, Education, and Social Services and Finance.
House Bill 974 with a transmittal letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making fiscal year 78 appropriation adjustments for the Department of Law Criminal Division and providing for an effective date.
Refer to the Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miles.
Mr. Speaker, there'll be a Democratic caucus on recess.
Representative Urien.
There'll be a Republican caucus on recess.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, unless the members have announcements, I'll move at this time that we stand in recess till to the call of the chair for purposes of party caucuses.
Hearing no objection, House is in recess. Representative Miller.
Mr. Chairman, before we get back into the business today, I'd like to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 692 be taken from today's calendar and returned to rules.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted.
Mr. Speaker, for the benefit of the body, too, I might just announce what the time plan is, that since we are running late and there's been a request that we do recess for lunch, it'll be my intention about approximately 10 minutes till noon to place a recess motion, and then we'll plan to come back at 1:15.
During the recess, we received a message from the Senate and also some reports of committees. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to revert on the calendar to reports of or messages from the other body.
Hearing no objection. Mr. Clerk, have any messages from the Senate?
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 473 amended, effective date amended, thus adopting House Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 473 amended House, special appropriation to Department of Natural Resources and Steering Council on Alaska Lands for site planning, design, engineering, or acquisition of campground accommodations on Skagway Carcross Highway and for film on public land in Alaska, effective date. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent we revert on the calendar to committee reports.
Hearing no objections, the clerk reports to standing committees.
The Committee on Finance has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 388 relating to the membership of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council under consideration. The committee reports it back, recommends it be replaced with the Community and Regional Affairs House Committee substitute for a committee substitute for Senate Bill 388, and that it be reported back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, signing Dupass, Freeman, Meekins, and Duncan, signing no recommendation, Buchholz, Swanson, and Guy. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 388 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 805, a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for the prevention and treatment of otitis media, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Duncan, Buchholz, Swanson, Meekins, and Guy. House Bill 805 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Citations or resolutions?
No, Mr. Speaker.
House bills?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us back to consideration of the calendar. Representative Brown.
Do we have a short at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill 935 in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill 935 by the Finance Committee. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the University of Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Representative Freeman. House, please stand at ease. House Bill 935 is before the House in third reading. Ready for the question? Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, possibly someone can explain to us what happened to the deficit of $3.9 million that was covered by the original bill. Does that deficit no longer exist, or will we later, at a later date, have another appropriations bill?
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll attempt to explain that. As Representative Urien probably recalls, several days ago or a couple weeks ago on the floor, we did pass a piece of legislation, and I can't recall the number of it right now, but we did make some changes in the legislation we passed last year that increases from 10% to 20% the amount that the university can borrow from the general fund. Former legislation said 10% of the federal receipts. We increased that to 20. That takes care of a part of it. This second piece of legislation, House Bill 935, is also to help take care of some of the cash flow difficulty. In 1973, we appropriated or we approved a loan, what was called a working capital loan, in 1973 in the amount of $1.2 million. What we're doing with this piece of legislation is we're reappropriating that. What we're saying is the university does not have to repay that loan. So reappropriating that $1.2 million with House Bill 935 those two bills in conjunction, the bill that we passed the other day, which I don't recall the number of, and House Bill 935 would solve that problem.
Further discussion. Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Bill Representative Greening? Excuse me, go ahead.
Mr. Speaker, I had a no rec on this. This does solve the problem of the loan we made. It is, in essence, a forgiveness of the loan. It isn't clear from the testimony that was given to us in finance whether this does clear the deficit. The other portion is made up by the unfunded liability of, I think, leave and other payments that are made when an employee terminates. But it wasn't clear that if we consider that the way that the state considers it, in other words, it doesn't fund it in its budget, that that would take care of the deficit. And given the present position of the university towards questions of finance and decentralization, I didn't think we were ready yet to say that this solves the problem. For that reason, I'm not prepared to forgive this loan to the university. Vote against it.
Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, if I could just very briefly explain the point on the accrued liability on annual leave. We did cover that through a letter of intent on the former piece of legislation, the piece that we passed several days ago. We did indicate that, of course, according to university accounting, that that would show a deficit on their financial statements. However, if they follow state accounting procedures, we do not fund accrued liabilities. Therefore, there would not be a deficit. And we indicated through the letter of intent that it was our the House Finance Committee's intention that the auditors would note that in a footnote. Therefore, they would not show a deficit on the financial statements.
Further discussion. You ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 935 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 12 nays, 7 excused.
So House Bill 935 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, we lack 27 votes, so I'll move the effective date clause.
Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted on House Bill 935? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
33 yeas, no nays, 7 excused.
So the effective date clause has been adopted on House Bill 935. Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to take up my reconsideration of House Bill 629 at this time.
Places a bill before us in third reading. Clerk, please read House Bill 629 in third reading.
House Bill number 629 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, vessel operations, and providing for an effective date.
The discussion. Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 629 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
32 yeas, 1 nay, 7 excused.
So House Bill 629 has passed the House on reconsideration. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 629 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Representative Bradley.
Speaker, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 935.
Clerk, please note Representative Bradley's notice of reconsideration of his vote on House Bill 935. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Bill Number 950 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to student loans for students attending foreign colleges or universities. The Committee on HES has had House Bill 950 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by NACAC, Chatterton, Cotton, Phillips, Buchholz, and Parr. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Unless members have amendments, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 950 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill 950 in third reading?
House Bill Number 950 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to student loans for students attending foreign colleges or universities.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 950 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Thirty-three yeas, no nays, seven excused.
So House Bill 950 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, we're right on schedule. Unless there are announcements before the recess motion, I'll move and ask unanimous consent this body stand in recess until 1:15.
Before ruling on the motion, I would ask that the members return promptly at 1:15 so the House can get started. Hearing no objection, House is in recess till 1:15 p.m. this afternoon. House, please come to order. We have the calendar under consideration. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Bill Number 545 by the State Affairs Committee, an act creating the Alaska Satellite Users Association. The Special Committee on Telecommunications has had House Bill 545 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 545, and that it do pass and attaches a report of its intent. The report was signed by Mr. Brown, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Phillips, Akers, Snyder, and Brown, and NACAC. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 545 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 545, Commerce, and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Brown, Bradley, McKinnon, and Parr. Having no recommendation, Chatterton and Hayes. Signing do not pass, Carpenter. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill. I beg your pardon, Commerce.
Commerce?
Yeah, Commerce, excuse me, wrong bill.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Is the clerk of amendments to the committee substitute?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Amendment number one by Greening and Brown. It has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk.
Representative Greening.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of amendment number one.
There's objection. Representative Greening.
This amendment expands the initial board of the Satellite Users Association to seven members to allow the addition of one public member and the member representing the interests of a non-cable subscription TV. There is one company presently involved, there may be others later, but it involves transmission of subscription TV via microwave. And they're one of the three private owners of a earth station, and they do have a number of subscribers, as many or more than the present cable operation. So I thought, at least with the initial board, it'd be good to have representation on that part. The public member would give the governor or the interest of the state at least a majority view, and while the majority of the funding was coming from state sources.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I support and co-sponsor the amendment. Some of the way it's written, I'll explain. The policy decisions that have been made in the Telecommunications Committee and the Commerce Committee were that so long as there were direct, what's defined in the bill as being direct state funding under the program, which is anticipated to be about 5 or 6 years, that a, or it could be less if things go well and the assessments get up sooner than we expect, that on the membership on the board of directors, even the permanent board, that one less than a majority shall be appointed by the governor up until that time. And the change from the original bill, of course, takes into account objections by people from private industry saying that they're worried about too much government control. No, a majority of the board is not appointed by the governor or selected from government. But by adding the member that Mr. Greening mentioned to me really was not represented, that is, their interest was not all represented in the board, we felt that the adding the public member would serve both the interest of the kind of consumer members we have on many boards and also continue that policy that as long as there's direct state funding, that one less than a majority of the board of directors would be from government.
Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before we begin our voting on this bill, I want the record to show that I'm an officer and shareholder in a cable casting company, Alaska Vision Incorporated, which has an application before the APUC for construction and operation of a cable system in Fairbanks. I'm not going to ask to abstain because I'd be refused permission to do it. And I think it's kind of a futile exercise to go through, and I don't like to hear everyone shouting object, so I'll use my judgment.
Is there further discussion, Representative Hayes?
Mr. Speaker, I'm a I'm an officer and director in the same corporation, and I'd request permission to abstain.
There is objection. Requires unanimous consent to abstain from voting on the legislation. Representative Lethien.
Mr. Speaker, I'm also an officer and director of the same corporation. I request permission to abstain.
There is objection. Unanimous consent is required for permission to abstain from voting. Representative Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not an officer in the corporation, and I'm going to vote no anyway.
Question before the House is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Is there further objection to the amendment? Hearing no further objection, amendment number one is adopted. Is the clerk have further amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 545 as amended be advanced from second to third reading.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The clerk please read House Bill 545 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 545, Commerce, amended by the Commerce Committee. An act relating to the provision of statewide entertainment, educational, and public television services.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, can we have a short at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. House Bill 545 is before the House in third reading. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 545, of course, is part of a two-bill package, including the appropriation bill, which is the next one up on the calendar. And in a way, it's kind of the way to fiscal responsibility for television after 5 or 6 years. It provides basically a buyer's cooperative for all those people who use television services. The membership would be open to private broadcasters, cable television companies, state agencies, and anyone else who use television and wideband services. And this group could then go into the market and as a pool and purchase time in future years, even after there's no further direct state funding, and be able to obtain this satellite time at a much lower price than any one of them could. For instance, casual purchases of television time before the TV project, which was the state leasing a transponder 24 hours a day for a year, or turned out to be a year and a half, were in the many hundreds of dollars, and originally were even above $1,000 per hour for one station. And of course, that's prohibitive considering the economics of Alaskan broadcasting. So that's the intention of most of the bill, which is Section 1. The other sections were added in the Select Committee on Telecommunications and rewritten in the Commerce Committee relating to providing public television grants, public broadcasting grants for educational and public purposes, so that after the first year of operation of this program, after FY79, which of course is the school year 79-80, there will be software available developed within Alaska for educational purposes, conceivably from the regional or local areas. The Department of Education is very concerned that what has been done under the TV project not continue on a permanent basis, and that is that the Department of Education in a centralized area putting on the satellite educational materials and educational programs and instructional programs that are the same throughout the state and perhaps even obtained from the lower 48, and to try to get things that are tailored to Alaskan needs and also that address the policy that this legislature and the administration has had for decentralized control and policy making in educational matters. The amendments were largely based upon suggestions of Mr. Parr, the chairman of the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, who is a member of the House Commerce Committee. I urge the passage of the legislation.
It's further discussion. Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Bill 545 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Twenty-six yeas, five nays, nine excused.
So House Bill 545 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Bill 908 by the State Affairs Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor, Office of Telecommunications for statewide satellite television service and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 908 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be, The Select Committee on Telecommunications has had House Bill 908 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 908 and that it do pass and attaches a letter of intent. The report was signed by Mr. Brown, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Akers, Snyder, Nackack, Brown, and Mr. Phillips signed no recommendation. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 908 under consideration. The committee reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, signing Dupass, Nackack, and Bradley, signing no recommendation, Lathine, McKinnon, and Miles. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 908 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 908, Finance, and that it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Cooper, Haugen, Guy, Meekins, Greening, Buchholz, and Duncan. Swanson has no recommendation. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker, may we stand at ease?
House, please stand at ease. Order. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, before placing the motion, I might mention that the Finance Committee substitute is not in the bound packets. It's loose on members' desks. Ask unanimous consent, Mr. Speaker, that the Finance Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk of Amendments to the Committee Substitute.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Amendment number one by the Finance Committee. It's been duplicated and placed on each member's desk.
Representative Duncan.
Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number one.
Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted. Mr. Clerk, of further amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 908 amended be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill 908 in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 908, Finance, amended by the Finance Committee. An act making miscellaneous appropriations for television and telecommunication services and providing for an effective date.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, this is the money bill, and although it's a very large figure, I think that tied to 545, or even without 545, taking into account the Finance Committee letter of intent, which has been duplicated and is on every member's desk, that it's a very fiscally responsible method of addressing this kind of service. Basically, it gives a shot in the arm to television services statewide, anticipating that the Governor's Office of Telecommunications shall develop a program under which, after 6 years, or approximately 6 years, the entire program would be self-supporting. Even in the first year, Mr. Speaker, the persons or users obtaining the services, the on-the-air broadcasters in Fairbanks, Anchorage, Sitka, and Juneau and Bethel, if needed, will be providing funds to the GOT to, in part, defray the costs of this, or to the Satellite Users Association if both bills pass. And also, there will be assessments even within the villages affected following a system already established even before the television demonstration project by the Mini TV Association and its members when they were sharing costs, pooling together on costs for videotape before the satellite television was available. And according to the testimony that we've had from the industry, they believe that within 5 years this can be self-supporting. And again, the figure is a rather high one. It was determined based upon the various different kinds of information, some of it conflicting, available to the Telecommunications Committee and the Finance Committee. One vendor came in with figures entirely different than it had submitted in a response to a request for proposal going in this direction from the Governor's Office of Telecommunications last winter. And the technology and the economics of this particular area is changing so fast that the bill provides for a great amount of leeway so that to the extent that this service can be obtained from vendors or a combination of vendors or a combination of vendors in some state purchasing, that it be done that way. Mr. Speaker, I must admit that I have some skepticism about the representations of one of the vendors. I'm sure that those representations are made in good faith, but it is hard for me to believe that RC Alaska Communications and RC Americom would be able to provide the level of service that they had indicated to various committees and to the public and in the press in the last few days for the dollar figures indicated. If they can, I think it's wonderful, and of course that would be great considering the bill here. The Robert Wold Corporation, tied with Western Union, is also submitting proposals, and no doubt those proposals, both from Robert Wold and from RCA, will be modified and submitted if this legislation passes to try to address the needs in this legislation. It's even conceivable that another vendor could come into the market, and I believe that Mr. Wold is looking at also making a proposal on the intrastate service addressed under this bill, which he did not do so before. For those reasons, the House Finance Committee did not put in the very particularized, itemized line-by-line materials in the old Section 1, 2, and 3 of the bill, but rather put in a bulk figure based upon the best information available to the legislature most recently on what would be needed to provide the service indicated in the scope of service sections in the letter of intent. I urge the passage of the legislation.
Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, on this bill, I want the record to show that I'm a officer and shareholder in Alaska Vision Incorporated.
Representative Swanson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. $50,000 to the administration. in review of regulations and regulations that the administration itself had and promulgated over the last few years. And I want to be assured that somewhere in that letter of intent that the money appropriated at this time or any time in the future that this type of administration will not be used for political purposes.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, Mr. Swanson also raised that question in the Finance Committee. I think that the bill is unambiguous, but the section does say the money goes to the Department of Administration. It does say that it's for teleconferencing of meetings of groups within the Executive Department. I think that that's unambiguous. That is, that means if the Department of Labor comes out with some regulations and they're holding a hearing in Juneau, that they can use a teleconferencing technique so that people concerned about the effect that those regulations have on them would attend. Also, on page 4 of the Finance Committee letter of intent, it does say Section 5 provides some funds for the executive branch to begin uses of teleconferencing for the purposes of public hearings of state agencies and executive boards. I think that is rather limiting. And if there's any other problem of any ambiguity in that, I don't think there is. I'll give my word right now that there'll be no ambiguity by the time the bill goes up to the governor's desk, whatever form it may be in.
Representative Lathine.
Mr. Speaker, I also want to note that I think I may have a conflict of interest here and wish to abstain.
There is objection. Requires unanimous consent to abstain from voting on legislation. Is there further discussion? Representative Hayes.
Speaker, I have the same conflict and request 15.
There is objection. Unanimous consent is required. All members present must vote. Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I have no conflict of interest on this, but speaking on behalf of the legislation, I think it's an important policy consideration that we're dealing with today, basically the fulfillment of an exercise that was begun by the legislature in 1975, and I believe that to the extent that this provides news and educational material to rural Alaska, that urban Alaska will benefit, and to the extent that it provides news and educational programming for urban Alaska, why rural Alaska will be the beneficiary. Because, Mr. Speaker, one of the problems we have in our divergent cultures and our multi-regional geography is the lack of the lack of timely and uniform information to the constituency. And of course, Mr. Urien has some sort of BS note he's sending me. Thank you, Rick. I'll remember to now until we adjourn send you such such notes. Thank you.
Is there further discussion on the legislation? Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 908 pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
27 yeas, 4 nays, 9 excused.
So House Bill 908 has passed the House. The bill does carry an effective date clause.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on committee substitute for House Bill 908 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted.
Speaker, may we stand at ease?
House, please stand at ease. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 908.
Clerk, please note Representative Miller's notice of reconsideration of his vote on House Bill 908.
And Mr. Speaker, on House Bill 545.
Clerk, please note Representative Miller's notice of reconsideration of his vote on House Bill 545.
Mr. Speaker, if there's objection, I'll withdraw this motion, but I'd like to move at this time and ask unanimous consent that we take up House Bill 908 under reconsideration.
There is objection.
I'll withdraw the motion, Mr. Speaker. I'll announce to the body that if we if we're going to consider this tomorrow, there is a technical amendment that needs to be made. We, in adopting the effective date clause a few minutes ago, we failed to delete the old effective date clause, so we'll have to take care of that technical amendment, but it's not my intention to try to cram the new language down the body's throat today.
Representative Urien.
Very brief, please.
House, please stand at ease. Will the clerk please read the next item on the calendar?
Excuse me. Committee substitute for House Bill number 553 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to licensing of speech pathologists and audiologists and providing for an effective date. We are in third reading.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, can we have a very brief at ease?
House, please stand at ease. The order. Question before the House is, shall House Bill 553 pass the House? Ready for the question? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 9 nays, 10 excused.
So House Bill 553 has passed the House on reconsideration. The bill does carry an effective date clause.
Mr. Speaker, we've lacked 27 votes, so I'll move the effective date clause.
Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted on House Bill 553? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
30 yeas, no nays, 10 excused.
So the effective date clause has been adopted on House Bill 553. Representative Miller.
Speaker, can we stand at ease again?
House, please stand at ease. Please come to order. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Citation commending Capital City Relocation Subcommittee by Representative Bradley.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation.
There's objection.
Mr. Speaker, I've been informed informally, though not substantively, that there was some problems with this citation, and I guess I wasn't here for the debate. Some members raised the specter that this subject was not appropriate for what our joint rules have contemplated for a citation. Well, let's see. We use a citation to tell people a job well done when you win a basketball game, or gee whiz, we're sorry you died. You know, to the relatives. I think this citation, Mr. Speaker, falls in the category of the former, and that is, we think you did a good job. The citation possibly could have been drafted in a, you know, in not in the most artful fashion possible. It mentions the House State Affairs Committee. The intent, Mr. Speaker, is to send this as a job well done to Mr. Winchell, Mr. Canellis, Mr. Kimball, Mr. Maurice Wilson, Kit Duke, Dave Clemmer, et al. If there are any more, I guess there aren't. It seems to me that any objection to this, basically, at least in concept, is sort of two petties meeting each other head on. and possibly it might be viewed that it's petty to thank these people coming from at least the sponsor of the citation. I might be suspect in attempting to embarrass the administration or people who have a strong feeling regarding the capital move, at least in the negative. They don't want it moved, but that was really not my my intention, but just to compliment the governor and the people that worked for cooperating as they had the legal responsibility to do, and for doing a timely and good job. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Question is, shall the citation be approved? All those, Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, the citation before us is commending the Capital City Relocation Subcommittee, a subcommittee that I understand was chaired by Representative Kelly, yet I note that his name does not appear anywhere in the citation. And I'm curious if the chairman of the committee did that as an oversight, or was that done on purpose?
Mr. Representative Speaker. Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That was in sort of reference to the inartful drafting. There was probably, as you notice, the chairman of the State Affairs Committee wasn't mentioned, and it was he who appointed Monsieur Kelly to be on there. And nor was the names Nakak, a great name, mentioned, nor McKinnon, a very, very close personal friend of mine, I think one of the outstanding legislators of this decade, nor was he mentioned. I mean, the whole thing is to tell, these several bureaucrats, hey, thanks a lot, because they did do a pretty good job, and, we spent way too much time on it. Thanks.
Representative Urien.
Well, Mr. Speaker, in order to comply with Mr. Bradley's wishes that his name not appear on this, I would move and ask unanimous consent that this be shown as requested by all members of the body.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Is there further discussion? Is the objection maintained, the adoption of the approval of the citation? Hearing no further objection, the citation is approved. Let the record show that the citation was approved unanimously. That brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Carpenter.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to serve notice of my reconsideration of the citation.
Clerk, please note Representative Carpenter's notice of reconsideration of his vote on the citation on today's calendar. Representative Lathine?
I'm not sure when Representative Miller gave his notice of reconsideration, if he gave it on both 908, and I believe it's 545.
Yes, Representative Miller served notice reconsideration of his vote on both House Bills 545 and House Bills 908. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Are there any special orders? Announcements. Representative Freeman?
Mr. Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet 10 minutes after adjournment to consider House Bill 681, State Aid for School Construction, and Senate Bill 45, Radiation Protection. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, we will consider House Bill 878, Oil and Gas Taxes.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House will meet at 3 this afternoon. We have Senate Bill 438, Increasing Aid to Families Dependent Children, Senate Bill 556, Amended Medical Assistance for Needy Persons, and Senate Bill 472, A Special Appropriation to the Center for Children and Parents in Anchorage and the Anchorage Child Abuse Board, Incorporated.
Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tonight at 7 o'clock in House Judiciary, the House Royalty Oil and Gas Committee will begin deliberations on four measures: House Bill 647, Appropriation Adjustment to Study Oil and Gas Matters; House Bill 963, relating to small oil and gas contracts and royalty board reports; House Concurrent Resolution 92, relating to the in-state taking of royalty gas; and House Concurrent Resolution 130, the North Pole royalty oil sales contract. Yesterday I mentioned that we'd be discussing the House Joint Resolution 69 on the Japanese oil exchange, and we'll be holding off on that till next week, as there's going to be an upcoming meeting next week on that.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, House State Affairs, 10 minutes after adjournment, will be taking up Senate Bill 408, a special appropriation regarding studies for the Petersville Road; Senate Bill 409 regarding a special appropriation to Tuxasena Lodge and Visitor Center study; House Bill 513 dealing with state land; House Bill 517 appropriation rather appropriate technology revolving loan fund; House Bill 600 a special appropriation for paving of the Spruce Cape Road in Kodiak; House Bill 809 regarding Legislative Board of Retirement; and SJR 16 dealing with the constitutional amendment regarding legislative interim committees.
Representative Osterbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Resource Committee will meet upon adjournment, taking up Senate Concurrent Resolution 101, Fish Quotas, SJR 49, Agriculture Plan; Senate Bill 431, Construction of Development of Access Roads; Senate Bill 521, Cost of Construction of Access Roads; HAR 75, Land and Water Conservation Funds.
Representative McKinnon.
Commerce, tomorrow morning at 8 to take up HB 932, Contracting by State Agencies.
Representative Smith.
Community and Regional Affairs will meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to take up the Coastal Zone Regulations.
Further announcements. Representative Eliason.
Check, Mr. Chairman. Speaker, I had a question to the chairman of State Affairs. Did he say he's taking up HJR 4 tomorrow?
Representative Bradley.
Thank you. That's SJR 16, constitutional amendment regarding our budget now, budget and audit powers. Wait a second. Could you just set me up? Is that them? No.
Further announcements? Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm under intense pressure here to drop my reconsideration of this citation, so I will withdraw it at this time.
Clerk, please note Representative Carpenter is withdrawing his notice of reconsideration on the citation on today's calendar. Are there further announcements? Is there further business to come before the House? Representative Miller.
If not, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, the House is adjourned.